The summit took a decision to deploy a force of 7,500 troops to go into the region, of course, working alongside the regional forces in Nigeria, in Chad, and in Cameroon to confront the Boko Haram menace. And of course, from there on, next week, this resolution is to be presented to the UN Security Council because the UN Security Council ultimately must endorse such a move. But from the African Union, that decision has already been made, so we are waiting for the UN also to take a similar decision. But as you also say, yes, we also hear from press reports and the news from the area that the Chadian forces and other forces from yesterday and today have confronted Boko Haram. And we want to commend the effort because, as you know, Boko Haram has been a huge menace. You know what they have done in terms of killing people, taking, hostages, and all sorts of crime. And, of course, Africa has decided that this must be dealt with decisively.
The question then becomes, what is the commitment of these leaders to ensure a standby force is put together? Because usually various promises are made and usually they are slow to react. When it comes to this Boko Haram menace and the security threat it poses to a lot of members of the African Union as well as ECOWAS, how serious are these leaders to ensure this militant group is brought to its knees?
First of all, on the standby force, as you know, we have five standby forces that comprise the African Standby Force Command. And from the progress that we see on the ground, for instance, the East African Standby Force is now ready for deployment. And two others are not very far behind. So during this year, we'll see at least three take shape, if not all of them. So that aspect is being done. But of course, in terms of commitment, even without the standby force, we've been in Somalia. We also are looking at areas. So Africa is already taking those steps. And as you rightly mentioned, it takes time to deploy. It takes time sometimes to get even resources to support these forces. But once you have these standby forces ready, this will be much easier.
How is funding going to be raised to help this specific standby force to confront Boko Haram in this West African sub-region?
Well, one of the things that was discussed by the summit is how to continue to, mobilize resources within the continent. And that will, of course, be gradual. But as you know, ultimately, really, security is the responsibility of the UN Security Council. We hope that the UN Security Council, in the end, will continue to give support through the UN system. But, of course, Africa is Kim is also looking at those aspects because we put men and women with boots on the ground. And, of course, countries also give a lot of support. If you look at, for instance, countries, how much they are spending, even on their own, those who are in Somalia or in other regions, whether it is Central Africa or West Africa, countries do really sacrifice on their part to do that. But, of course, international support is very much welcome and will continue to look forward for that support.
What is the African Union's message to these countries fighting Boko Haram, as well as the victims who have been tormented and sometimes killed by these militant groups?
Well, first of all, is to stand with them and to encourage them that they need also to do whatever it is to face this menace. And of course, at the family level, we send condolences to the families that have been traumatized and affected. And of course, as a continent, we cannot allow this to happen because it is pulling Africa backwards in terms of affecting investment, in terms of many, many socio-economic challenges that these militants cause the continent.